Hi, welcome to Tech Title Screens and Troubleshooting, the ultimate tech, video games, and PC building podcast. I'm your host, Jax Lombard. Today we have a special guest. This is Rowan.
Hello.
And he's going to be adding on to our mini stories today. Today's kind of a special episode because we have a guest. We're going to have a lot more. It's going to be longer, I'd say. Obviously you already know how long it is, but it's going to be longer than the last one. The last ones were like 4 or 5 minutes. Definitely recommend you guys go listen to those. And let's go ahead and get started. For our first story today, we're going to be talking about these goggles that you wear while you're swimming. They're $200 and it's a sort of augmented reality goggles. So we all know Fitbit, the Apple Watch, Garmin, they can all give you metrics while you're swimming or running. But it's kind of hard to read while you're swimming. You can't like glance while you're doing mid-stroke. So Form, these are the people that made the glasses, they've changed that with the first augmented reality display swimming goggles. So this was developed in collaboration with professional swimmers, including former Olympians. These $200 goggles use a tiny onboard computer to track swimming metrics like stroke rate and pace per 50 meters and display those metrics where swimmers can see clearly in the goggles themselves.
Personally, I think that this is kind of the pave the way for the future of all goggles, maybe some sunglasses for the military. Yeah. Also, like, you said these were $200?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good price for what you get.
I mean, that's good. I used to do swim team. It was pretty terrible. Actually, it was fun, but I didn't like doing it every day in the summer. So I think it's a good idea, and you could definitely expand on that. I don't know how well it's working, but let's continue. So the goggles are the first swim goggles with a heads-up display. So you play video games, right? And let's say you're playing Rainbow Six Siege and you see the bottom, there's the ammo, right?
Yeah.
You see how much ammo you have. This one, if you don't know what a heads-up display is, it kind of you see things on your screen to kind of let you know what's happening. Gives you a heads-up. That's where that comes from.
I'm guessing it's essentially like a computer screen on, like, in front of your eyes. Basically, right, a VR headset, but swim goggles.
Yeah. And if you don't know what AR is, there's real world, there's VR, which is immersing yourself entirely in a new world, and there's AR, which is right in the middle, combining the new world with our world with the virtual world. So on land, athletes can access performance metrics in real time through these devices, like fitness watches, or through devices like fitness watches and actually bike computers. But in the pool, many swimmers have used existing wearable watches intended for other sports such as running or snowboarding. While the Apple Watch Series 2 and up can track swim metrics, swimmers still can't really view them in real time, only during rest periods or after the workout. Plus, wearing devices on the wrist, chest, or elsewhere can impair technique. The Form goggles solve two problems in one. They eliminate the need for unnecessary devices. Swimmers wear goggles regardless, so it's just adding on. And they put the metrics right in front of swimmers' eyes. It makes sense. I think unless you're swimming professionally, there's really no reason. It might show you how to burn how much calories you're burning, which would be pretty awesome. But I don't really want to know how fast I'm going because I don't really care.
I just want to get exercise. I swim laps occasionally, and I don't think unless you swim like every day at a competitive level, this is really product to buy. $200 on something you're going to use occasionally, it's not a great deal.
It does show interval time.
It does.
So if you do 15 seconds on, that means you have 15 seconds to go across. 45 seconds on, that means you have 45 seconds to go across the pool and back. And whatever time you have left in that 45 seconds is your rest time. That would be really helpful to know how much more time I have to rest in my eyes.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
So I wouldn't have to look at the clock, look at my watch, whatever. So you won't waste time looking at your watch. I think this is personally a great idea, and also the app is really good. You set It's a great UI. Looks good. It's very professionally made. So let's talk about how it actually works. So there's an augmented reality display integrated into the goggles lens. The display provides a discreet see-through experience. So you barely see it, but when you need to,
yeah.
And there's also a miniature onboard computer. The tiny computer sits on the right side of the goggles and uses artificial intelligence to capture 12 swimming metrics. So it's pretty easy to set up. You just install the app, pair your goggles, and adjust them as you would normally. When you're ready to swim, press and hold the front button. There are only two buttons to power them on. Then press the back button to navigate the menus and the front button to confirm selections. You just press swim, and it's completely automatic. You can also access drills, which is best used for swimming drills like streamlining or one-arm freestyle. After your workout, you just save and quit. They're made with FDA-certified silicone eye seals in the same chemical-resistant technology used in diving masks. They're waterproof up to 32 feet, and they'll do fine in any pool you go to. The battery lasts up to 16 hours.
That's so insane. You said 32 feet?
32 feet, and you can go down 32 feet.
Okay, so it looks like this isn't the pair of goggles for free divers.
Right. Okay.
So this is like lap swimming only, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to use this in the ocean.
Yeah.
And the goggles come with a magnetic USB charger cable, which is nice. USB. Everybody has that. So who should get these goggles? These high-tech goggles are developed with competitive athletes in mind. Swimmers who spend 4 to 6 hours per day, 6 days a week. I think that's perfect. If you're spending $200 on goggles and you're not swimming professionally, then you're spending too much money.
Or not necessarily professionally, just competitively a lot. Like,
right.
Yeah.
However, most swimmers can benefit from these, especially for those who love seeing statistics. The $200 price point competes with many of the top fitness trackers on the market. Apple Watch Series 4 costing $400, or the most expensive Fitbit on the market, the Ioniq, is $250. If you're serious about improving your swimming performance, I think the goggles are more than worth it. If you don't really care about swimming metrics and swim laps as a more casual form of exercise, you can just pass. If you want them, you can get on the forum website for $200 with a 45-day fit guarantee. Returns are free. I don't know why I'm saying all this, but I am. And yeah, free download the app. I think that's pretty cool. Let's move on to the next story.
Yep.
All right, so we all know the famous Twitter emoji mashup account. It basically gets three emojis, and it combines them. Now, some of them could be really funny. It can be like the happy face with the wide eyes with the green barf emoji.
Oh, no.
So they can get pretty funny. It's pretty famous. The bot, created by an 18-year-old, actually, has created countless combinations since it was created in July. Now there's an iMessage sticker pack. It's limited to a select choice of 29 very good emoji. Hey, emoji? I don't know. So these can be pretty good. Let me show you. This is the in tears plus partying.
I can see where this is going.
Yeah. So it combines two different ones. So they also have one to use when you're blasting Old Town Road in the car on the way to Area 51. They combined an alien with a cowboy. You can also do one with Pennywise with the kissing heart. So it's a clown plus the kissing heart.
No, thank you.
Yeah, that's just a quick tidbit of some information about the Twitter emoji mashup bot. See you in the next story. All right, guys, in this story, we're going right over to video games. So we all know Terminator. We all know the Arnold Schwarzenegger in his amazing shotgun. You know how it is.
Of course you do. One of the most famous movies ever created.
Yeah. So, and we also all know Mortal Kombat, a great game where a bunch of people fight. Who doesn't like characters fighting? Terminator T-800, the new one in the Terminator Dark Fate, that's the new one coming out, and the Joker, they're both coming to Mortal Kombat 11. I think that's awesome. The Joker and Terminator both are great characters. They can totally kick people's butt when they're playing. I think that'll be pretty fun. They shouldn't have done Terminator T-800 from the new movie. They should have done the original Terminator from the original Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's still pretty cool that they're adding it to Mortal Kombat 11. Can't wait to play it. And, yeah, I'll see you guys in the next story. So, we all know the voice control assistants today, the Amazon voice control assistant. I have an Alexa in this room, so I can't say it. We all know Google Home and even Siri. And we all know that there's lamps, there's light bulbs that will turn on when you command it to with these voice assistants. But what about the lamps and the... the lamps, the TVs, the computers, the, I don't know, phone chargers. What about the ones that don't do that, that aren't made to do that? Well, there's this $15 smart plug that can control all your dumb devices. When I say dumb, I mean not smart devices. So basically how it works is you plug this plug into the wall, and then you plug your device into the plug. So it kind of like sticks in the middle. Then you name it whatever you want, and you can say, hey, voice assistant, whichever one you're using, turn on phone charger, and then it will turn on. Or, hey, voice assistant, turn on my bedroom lamp. And I think that's pretty cool. I think, because not all devices are made for voice assistants yet, so I think that's a nice $15 little add-on you can do.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I actually have one. I don't have this. I don't have the... what I'm talking about, which is the VocoLink smart plug. I have the TP-Link smart plug. And, yeah, it works great. Don't have any issues. It just turns it on. Yeah, that's the end of the story. All right, thanks for listening to today's episode of Tech Title Screens and Troubleshooting. Sorry there was a large absence between my last episode. School was starting, couldn't get back on the grind. Rowan, did you like that? Did you like being on our podcast today?
Yeah, it was really fun. Never really been on a podcast before. It seemed like something I might do again.
Yeah. We definitely want to have you back on our podcast. Make sure to check out my last episodes. You can just, you know, they're on there. They should be. And make sure to follow me on Instagram at JaxLombard, JaxLombard. I post a lot and try to stay as active as possible. Shoot me a DM and I'll... likely respond. Actually, I will respond. If you have any questions about the podcast, then yeah, I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.